Time to continue our chat with Walt Noah from Black Duck Hunting Preserve in Rapid River, continued from our last outdoor report. All right, well, if you don't mind, I'd like to switch over and talk a little bit about the woodcock, what you're seeing out there. I've heard production rates were fantastic here for resident birds. So maybe you could talk about that a little bit. And then this weather pattern. I mean, we have great fall weather right now. It's cold at night, 50s during the day, a little bit of breeze, but not too much, and sunshine. So what do you think we're going to see with this weather pattern like it is for flight birds, for flight woodcock?
You know, flight woodcock tend to be towards the end of the month, but if it continues to stay real cold, and again, it's got to be cold up north to drive them down here, we might see them a week, 10 days earlier than normal.
Mm.
Last year, I was seeing flight woodcock, and they came through kind of quick last year, the end of October, even a little bit into the 1st of November, because we'd gotten some snow in there somewhere, and again, I was in Newberry, and we were putting up woodcock in the swamp that had patches of snow in it, but the ground wasn't froze.
No kidding. Well, that's interesting. Well, all right, let's talk a little bit about what's going on at Black Duck. You're still doing some bird hunting there on the preserve, still shaking the rust off a lot of dogs and hunters?
Oh, absolutely, and it's been extremely busy. It's the minute it got cold, the phone's been ringing off the hook.
I guess that's a good thing. You know, folks are still wanting to get out there. Bird numbers seem like they're good. Looks like we were talking about good woodcock numbers, good grouse numbers. How about going out west? You know, you always leave toward the end of October and head out west for sharp tails and pheasants. What's going on with those trips?
I've got a couple of groups going, and I still have a couple openings if somebody's interested in going out. And like you say, we're getting into pheasants, sharp tails, and Hungarian partridge. All the numbers are up. I'm with the DNR's webpage. They email me all their brood counts and all that.
From that
and
part of North Dakota?
They're up like 20%, 25%.
Wow.
In that southwest corner where we hunt.
Well, I've talked to a couple people that have gone with you, and they're telling me, you know, it's not uncommon to see 500 birds in a hunt in a day.
No, it's not.
That'd be fantastic. Well, give them your phone number if they're interested in coming to Black Duck or going out west with you.
All right, it's 906-399-0557.
And by the way, Walt's hunts out in North Dakota, the hunting portion of it, you're well under $1,000, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
It's very affordable. That's the cool thing. 399-0557. Give Walt a call at Black Duck. Anything else, Walt?
I will talk to you first of the week. I'll give you a update on how Newberry Hunt went. And like I say, I'll have 4 days of getting it hard, so I ought to be able to give you some real good numbers.
We'll look forward to it.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
Take care. This is The Outdoor Show.